Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 18. Today we have artist Chevy Shan with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
We on Spotify, bitches!
We on Spotify now, bitches.
Hey.
So go ahead and tune in. Hey! Look at you didn't even just that's how you introduce
that's how you start the show. Coming off.
What up?
You let it be known. What's
what
good?
Up?
What's good? How's it going? How was
good,
your weekend?
Man. It's Monday.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Shit.
I'm going to Puerto Rico soon though.
Hey.
I'm about to be hella
Rico.
Tan and shit. We got Chevy Shan with us, you guys.
It's lit.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Shannon?
Hey.
Are we allowed to call you that? We could bleep that out.
It's all good.
I don't let people call me my real name on here.
Man, that's what my mama named me, man.
His mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I say Clay.
Mama name is him. You already know we edited that one in. All right, so LeVar Ball. Had the tryouts. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The Seattle tryouts?
Actually, my nephew was one of the cats that tried out.
Yeah?
He didn't make it, though.
People were like, oh, I should have been. I'm like, you guys know it's for high school students,
high school
right?
Students,
fucking
right.
Dumbasses.
Bunch
it's
of 36-year-old motherfuckers talking
right.
About,
right. I should have done it. Yeah, what the fuck?
You don't take your ass to LA
shit
Fitness.
Or talking about the kids that did make it. They're
right.
Like, these niggas are bums. Like, what
listen,
the fuck are you?
These old-ass niggas get so emotional about basketball. Bro, you had your fucking time, my nigga.
I don't think motherfuckers realize what the league is really about,
no,
what they're doing.
No, oh, the,
I don't think they get
don't.
It.
They're, it's for niggas that don't want to go to college, that want to go to the pros
straight
early.
To the league, right, exactly. That's just cracking.
That's hella cracking.
That's just cracking.
Because you shouldn't have to go to college.
And it's dope because he was just talking about it, but it's cool that he's actually doing it.
Right.
And that's dope that he's even in that position to do some shit like that. That's
this
huge.
Chevy got us off one of these.
Yeah, what is this?
Like,
I don't know what I'm smoking.
That's one of them candy guards, man. I got
everlasting gobstoppers.
This nigga can't do with gifts. You guys got to bring. Hey, invite this nigga on your show. He'll bring you some shit. He's coming with shit.
He's coming with shit.
Yeah, man, I had to come in here and get a smoke with us, man.
They're
you
talking
know,
about
see that burn, man.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna time it. They're talking about putting a toll on I-5 too to get into Seattle to help with the congestion. So that'd be crazy.
I don't got a car, so y'all give a fuck. I'm on a light rail, nigga.
But that's the point. They're trying to get more people to use public transportation, too. So, but that's crazy.
No, it is going to be more standard. And I don't get up for nobody but black women. So don't look at me trying to get my seat. You ain't black. I ain't getting up.
Just any black bitch? Or you got to be an old black bitch?
Yeah, you gotta be a little older.
Oh, bitch. Okay.
Or you got some kids with you.
I was about to say, don't be giving up your seat.
But I was all like, well, today looking at hella white bitches like... Mm-mm. You ain't getting my seat.
You started a new job today, though, right?
Hey.
I did not be excited about people getting jobs.
Where my badge at, man?
I'm like, oh, cool. You're working for the man.
I got me a job. Something y'all niggas might not never know about.
No, I'm happy for you.
Nah,
it was cool, though?
It was cool, though. I ain't doing shit. But I mean, but it's cool. I'm making money for some easy work.
Now I can't, you know, see you. When I want to.
I know.
It's okay.
I ain't available.
Oh, shit. Okay. Tea time. Ready? Tea time. Anything else you want to say? Do we miss anything? How was your weekend, Shannon?
Oh, man, it's been cool, man. I ain't gonna lie, though. We've been pretty damn busy, but I've been fucking around with my people. Are we cussing on here?
What?
I've been on a few little shows, man. They've been telling me shut up with that and all that. I can get loose on here.
Come on, you brought more weight than we smoke a weed.
I can't be censored, so it wouldn't even work.
Man, and that's how I was feeling, but I've been getting it together. We've been hopping around, fucking around, doing...
The only thing we don't say on this show is probably...
Oops. Well, we say it, but we beep it out.
Okay, bet that.
And we'll edit that out. What time is that? What's the insert? Four minutes. Anyways,
I can't say it right. One episode, like six times.
I know, it was like, dude.
Oh,
my bad. Anyways, Kerry Stacks had and Nottish had a show. We were at my Sam's on
Saturday. I just did everything supporting the town. And... I've been messing around with my fam from Chicago, man. They came out here, man, messing with me. So.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, T-Time, what the fuck are we talking about on T-Time? This nigga is in here with sunglasses, you guys.
He got his grill. He said he's like a superstar shit, but he said it early.
I was hoping you wasn't gonna wear your grill. Now I like your teeth.
I pulled it out and then I was like, I just gotta be ignorant today. That's how I was feeling. I gotta be ignorant.
All right,
we're ready for the pictures.
We're gonna do tea time now. We'll get to Shannon in a little bit.
I'll take it out, but a little later then.
You know how this works. So we do tea time. You can chime in with us, and then we get to your part. But definitely feel free to talk with us on these topics.
I mean, it's all love. I ain't gonna just jump in just cause.
But you know, if you have something to say,
if you got something to say,
we're gonna pop it.
All right, cool. So tea time.
Tea time.
Gucci Mane. Cops the fastest Ferrari ever built. Ooh. So, he was able to jump the 3-year waiting list for new models, and he paid $600,000 for a 2018 Ferrari 812 super fast. I don't fucking know about cars. That's cool. He got a fast ass car. It's the most powerful Ferrari
60 in 3 seconds
ever created.
Nigga. Gucci, be careful, please. Please be careful, my nigga. Or you're gonna end up like the nigga from Fast and the Furious.
You get that, you're gonna drive that.
Please be careful.
So he has $25 million car collection. Is that too much?
No, I mean, shit, it's his money. That's what he wants.
Y'all don't care.
My ass ain't spending $25 million on no damn cars. But, hey, I ain't got $25 million.
So, yeah. Who knows, right?
He got to drive that motherfucker.
Now,
lights.
Watch. You're about to get $25 million. You're going to get some money, and then you're going to do
it.
You're
going to go dumb.
I'm like, what happened, bro? To the
In fact, go to episode 18.
That's what on the transit. What are you talking about?
What happened was, nigga got expensive tags.
You're going to be having joints.
So, Cardi B confirms her pregnancy. She was on Saturday Night Live, and she showed her belly. So that's cool. Congratulations.
There's a bunch
Cardi
of
B.
people hating on the internet that she's pregnant.
She gonna Why have though? A big ass baby too. Right. That nigga's kinda tall.
Why though? Why would they be mad?
She
did the first week of July. She should've waited for what?
Ain't she married?
What bitches are
she's
saying
married,
this?
Bro?
Bitches with kids.
Exactly. Bitches that have babies at 19 and abortions in fucking middle school.
She
Shut the fuck
waited.
Up. Right.
I thought they was engaged, bro.
Yeah, they're engaged.
Are they engaged? Okay.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck? That ain't guaranteed. That don't mean shit.
Don't mean shit, right.
She's paid enough to take
it's
care
a
of her
good
baby.
Start, man.
Hopefully.
She's paid
I'm
enough to take care of baby
not,
is what I'm saying.
Well.
My point is the people who are talking shit about it saying they should have waited. I don't get why it matters.
They got three kids already.
Right, exactly. Why they're trying to give advice. Anyways, Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the season, including the playoffs. Bye-bye, Duke bitch. Sorry, Maurice is here today. That's my bad side. I told you that already.
My nigga Kyrie gone, man.
Fuck Kyrie. Who you play for right now? Lakers? Oh no, that's Isaiah.
Kyrie, I will welcome my nigga to the Lakers, though.
But niggas really thought that, so that's why LeBron's about to go to the finals now because Kyrie's out.
LeBron was already gonna go to the finals.
Thank you. I just want to hear you say that.
You know how to keep it 100 about him. I'm gonna hate on him because that's what LeBron
haters
supposed to do.
Trying to say that he was not seeing the finals.
LeBron seen the finals until he retired or until the nigga tears his Achilles or some shit.
No, we don't knock on wood. Don't do that. Don't say
that
shit like
that.
That's
the only way he ain't reaching the finals.
He threatened the Cavs to sit out for a year with a knee injury if he wasn't traded. Then he gets a knee injury.
Why would you
That's
do that?
Karma.
Fuck Kyrie. So basically saying, I think he basically said that he already knew he needed surgery anyway, but he could play. But if they didn't trade him, he probably would have got that surgery.
Right. So he got traded and still didn't feel the need to get the surgery?
Because he could play on it. But he knew he needed the surgery.
That's what he gets.
That's some dumb shit, Kyrie. You could have been back by now.
Yeah. He said the hardest thing to do sometimes is to accept the uncontrollable things life throws at you.
You kind of control that, nigga.
It's simply a test of your perseverance and will to be present even in the wake of what's going on. I don't know. Fuck him. Safari starts crying in an Angie Martinez interview after getting robbed.
Oh, man, I heard about this.
Oh, God.
This is crazy. That makes sense.
He said he got robbed at gunpoint in New Jersey in what was one of the worst, scariest nights of my life, is what he says.
So Safari is my guest today. What's happening, first of all? Are you okay? Oh, man.
I just got robbed at gunpoint.
What do you mean just now? Just like right now?
A couple hours ago, I just got robbed. Like, two dudes with guns just ran up on me. Had me face down on the floor with a gun to my head. It just took everything.
Yeah, he's a fucking
bitch. He said he got robbed right before he went into that interview. Like, literally
around
right before
2 a.m. though. No, it was 2 a.m. at night. They stole $180,000.
He said just now, just now I got robbed. This nigga was wearing a big ass red mink or some shit, whatever the fuck that shit was.
$180,000 in cash and jewelry.
Nigga, why? You can't tell nobody how to do with their money, but why you niggas walking around with 200 racks?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nigga.
He's like,
why is he crying about it?
Because he had a gun to it. He said he was pointing down, face down with the gun to the back of his head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know if this nigga's gonna pull this trigger.
Maybe you could cry at that time, but cry
he's
telling
a shock.
The story.
Sometimes, hey, you in shock?
I don't think it happened right about before it later. He did that. Like, I don't think it happened right before he did the interview. I don't know what you're talking about.
Honestly, but in the interview, he said he was literally like just now.
Like, I just walked in and I had just got robbed.
I just got robbed. Yeah. He was like, I just got robbed.
He was saying, I just got robbed, like, just, or are you taking that literally? Or
literally,
he was saying just, like, recently.
Let me put it quick.
At 2 a.m.?
Nigga, robbing times is
and
all
And he had $183,000 worth of cash and jewelry on him?
Nigga get skinned at any time,
that
man.
That nigga probably...
No, I'm saying that's where he's like, doing the interview at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
right. Not that he's got robbed at 2 a.m.
That sounds like insurance fraud to me.
Or something. 2
a.m. with 183... I had 183,000
no, for real. Or something because... Or they knew he was coming to the... And they knew he was coming to the show.
To the spot,
like,
right.
It just sounds weird. That's weird.
That nigga's a weirdo. He be doing shit for... the intention anyway.
Well,
so.
If he was if it just happened, I guess he could cry, but
don't even try. Get your cry baby ass in the back seat. Nigga, these little kids have more heart than your motherfucking hand.
Man, fuck that. I'm riding the
I don't give a fuck what you say. You better get your ass in that back seat or walk home or get your ass beat.
Nigga, cry in the
cry
car.
In the car.
You ain't no fucking weirdo. Let's teach him.
I don't got a sleeper cuz.
What's your sleeper was from the other one? Music time.
I don't remember.
Okay. So I'm gonna do I finally listened to Snoop Dogg's gospel album. I'm doing it. Since everyone wanna say I always play trap music.
It's happening.
It's happening. I'm playing a gospel song. It's Unbelievable featuring Eve from Snoop Dogg's.
Eve? Like the rapper Eve?
Presents Bible of Love. Fuck no.
Oh. This nigga really say
it's really unbelievable that you love me so much. It's really incredible. It's really incredible how I'm healed by your touch.
Smoking music right there.
Only you
guys. I don't want to be a part of this.
Hey, it's Snoop Dogg's gospel music. Come on. That's good smoking.
What you doing, shit smoking, listening to the gospel?
I don't give a fuck.
Getting the word.
It's pretty music.
Ironing my flag, listening to this gospel.
Shit.
The fuck, dog. Hey, you have to talk in the mic.
Oh, my fault. Okay. Yeah.
I sent it to you.
You right. Check. Well, I've been really fucking up then. Yeah. I've been moving all
around. Right, exactly. It's okay.
My dream, my sleeper song is by KR. It's called It's On.
Spending hours on these beats, they call me Young Insomniac. Said it, then I wrote it, and I'm just keeping it real. I'm saving the game forever, y'all signing miniature deals. You popping pills, you dope. Starting beef, you post. Aim the gun, but don't pop it. Get caught by your PO. About to chop a head out. Quit the motherfucking games. Want a million dependents, shout out motherfucking Wayne. I see shit in Hollywood that had a nigga feeling strange. Fuck the woman of my dreams, but found out she was running game. It's like women only want me for the money and the fame. So y'all should sit back in discussion, watch a nigga do his thing. And I love this shit, I love this shit. Been starving since I was young, I've been hungry ever since. I never miss on the track, yeah, I know it's evident. I'm never going to hell, every flow is heaven sent. Seem like people only question who I am or where I've been. Call me Mr. Body Rappers, past future and present tense. My future is present tense, I'm the man right now. I've been on my Kendrick shit, don't give a damn right now, Lord. There's more, you gotta wait for it. Treat my blow like some missiles, that shit was built to destroy. Never bitter, I'd rather just live a life.
That was KR with It's Own.
Where's that nigga from?
I don't know.
You don't know. Anyway, that's cool.
You just shut up on one of my It's For You Apple playlists.
So you let them niggas punk you and try to smell that shit.
I couldn't get the job.
What happened? I was talking about it.
Oh, you're talking about my band.
Wait, what the fuck is that?
Got a measles shot? Flu shot today. Piss me off.
You're gross.
I ain't had a flu shot.
You're dirty.
I don't know.
He didn't even want to talk about it.
I know. I didn't even notice. I thought you had a nicotine.
He was talking about letting the niggas punk you get that flu shot.
I said punk you into listening to that song.
No, they didn't punk me. I just listened to them and see what's dope and put it in my playlist.
They told you that it was for you.
No. You got to at least see it. See if it's for me. Shit. Some of them songs don't be for me.
Them niggas don't know me. I don't listen to no.
They know your vibe.
Nope. I don't take no recommendations. I ain't taking no advice. Nothing. No suggestions. Nothing. Don't suggest shit to me.
I need advice because I'm on fire music. Come on.
We got Chevy Shan here. Okay, now it's about you now.
Hey.
Yeah. All right.
That was a nice flow. I see what you did there. I see.
Oh, look it. Now it's about
you. I see what you did there. Okay. I'm with you. That was clever.
This was my local pick song. I think we dropped this song on McAnally, kind of low key.
That's what's up, man. You broke this joint.
On the that's our most popular episode still too.
Okay.
Can more.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Everybody heard this. Man.
It's a pleasure.
Look it.
I hit this nigga in the inbox like, bro, please send me that song.
I remember you did. She hit him and said it. Okay.
I'm high, man. I don't know what I'm laughing at.
Don't worry. Okay, so you're from Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to you. Let's talk. We're talking about you now. You're from Seattle.
Yeah.
Where you grow up? What part of Seattle?
Man, I moved around a lot, but shit, man, I come from Seattle all the way down the highway, you feel me? I moved to Cali my senior year of high school, you feel me? So, I mean, I bounced all around, but I'm from Seattle, man. I just put on for the whole six, man.
My bad, I'm high, man.
Mac be sitting here during interviews like he's watching shit. This is a cool interview.
Yeah,
nigga,
man.
No.
Yeah,
good, man. We ain't here popping it, man.
This nigga, dog.
So you said you went to
Federal White High School. I went to Cleveland.
Right.
I went to, you know, I went to.
So you moved around a lot. Was that due to circumstance or just?
Man, damn. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I'm saying
definitely that, man. I guess you could say, man, living situations. Yeah. And shit, man.
Because yeah, I feel that, because I'm living like that.
Yeah, we was, I guess we was kind of going through things.
It's
yeah,
called gentrification. Cool.
That too.
That
man.
Too. That too.
Yeah,
my granny still got her shit. Oh, she did.
So, organized game, is that still a thing? Or you have new management? What's going on? What's what are you part of?
It's the Chevy show, man. I'm doing this Chevy Shan thing, man. I ain't really nervous. I mean, shout out to the guys and shit, man. It's always still, I fuck with everybody, but, man, I gotta get me.
Yeah.
So, that's what's going on right here. But, you know.
So, how'd you come up with the name Chevy Shan? Was that something that was given to you, or did you make that up on your own?
Yeah, I mean, It just kind of started sticking to me. They knew what I was trying to do. I just kept whipping the Chevy, kept pulling it out. And it started sticking to me, of course. And I rolled it out. I mean, shit, with a lot of other names, man. Me and my niggas, we get to popping this shit, whatever.
You been other names, like as an artist?
No. I'm just saying how I just developed the name and just stuff. But I just kept it. That was something cool. To run with.
How old were you when you decided that you wanted to go all in with music?
Shit, I was probably... Yeah, how old was I? I always fucked with music, man. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't never... Let's get it clear. I ain't got a rap check. I don't know if that's bad for me to say or however or whatever, but I mean, I do this. I always rap because I always had something to say. But... I ain't getting no money off of this. This is not my job. You know, I do this stuff.
But you've been rapping for a minute.
Yeah, I've been rapping forever.
Making
but
music.
I don't know when I really was like, man, I'm
this
all
is
in. This is what I do. But I, you know, it does.
Because now,
it
are
takes
you still,
most of
are
my
you
time.
All in? Now?
I'm all in. That's what I feel like. I mean, shit, even if I said I wasn't, I'm all in. It's consuming my time.
Right.
Most of my time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I
that's
do.
That's cool to be busy, though.
Yeah. We've been staying busy. I've been in and out of town, creeping in and up out this motherfucker, putting it together, with rubbing this shoulder with that shoulder. I'm really creeping around right now. We said I can't even talk about, too. So it's like,
right.
We're moving around, though.
So do you think, like, you have to leave Seattle to blow up?
That's optional. You got to leave. The temptation behind Seattle is whatever, but, you know, you got to leave the bullshit alone. That's what you gotta do. You know what I mean? If you focused, wherever you at, nigga, you focused. You know, I'll stay right here. I love Seattle. I'll live right here till I die. Nigga won't do nothing about it. I'll be right here. But I'll move around though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta move around. You gotta get around you gotta move around. But home is home. All that Seattle, man, niggas need to stop hating. Niggas are big ass haters.
So
Seattle shit's cool.
Is it hard working with other artists here?
Like, nah, I mean, some people just don't. I mean, shit, it's the way it is. That's going to be, you know, anywhere, especially when we're from here. Niggas be having so much funny-ass backgrounds. You got to check niggas' background. Niggas is touching on kids and shit and whatever, however. Nigga, I'm not fucking with you. I'm not doing no song with you. Niggas is whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you got to check out certain stuff. But, anybody I wanted to do a song with, I went and did it with them.
I was about to say, anyone that you haven't collabed with that you want
to? I mean, I do. I got a couple under the belt that I'm supposed to still get done, and I know we gonna get it done. Niggas is busy, man. You know what I'm saying? But I for the most part, I fucked with Seattle. I'm officially with the SSS movement, the Seattle Support Seattle. I fuck with niggas, but you know, it's a few other artists and shit that we gotta still get around to it. But for the most part, I got a lot of joints just cooked with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on ice, niggas gonna get it going. It's gonna be a hot summer. You know?
Niggas are working right now. A lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a lot of niggas is working. Yeah. And it's dope to see though. But niggas do gotta definitely support each other. You know what I'm saying?
And we're really developing a Seattle scene right now. Niggas is getting, I appreciate
finally.
You guys for coming with the podcast movement. I ain't gonna front, I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention to shit or something, but it wasn't really going on like that before. That wasn't a thing, and I feel like that was something that Seattle need it, you know, to get it out to the masses and shit. We gotta create. We might not never fuck around and hit the TV. None of us like that, but we gonna have our shit.
Get it popping here.
But locally, we could be lit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. At least we can pop it at home. Shit.
I mean, that's really the thing right now. Like, when I go step out and go fuck with people in different regions, they're bumping what's going on and where they're from. Oh, this the king of da 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 da. Just, I jumped in the car with my nigga from Chicago. I'm gonna throw that in there. He's just like, this is niggas that's going on. He's talking about what's going on that way. You feel me? I'm like, okay. He ain't hearing nothing that's going on this way or that way. He's listening to what's going on there. Down there in Mississippi, them niggas got their whole little movement. They're filthy. They got filthy niggas. Niggas is fuck. We fucking it up
music.
For our part. Yeah, for
There's
our part. We gonna fuck it up, man.
For it's sure. Good. Hell yeah.
You know.
Musically, what would you say, like, your strengths and your weaknesses are?
That's a tough question for an artist to answer. Definitely like weaknesses, because you probably nigga like, oh,
you're like, nigga, I'm not nigga. Filthy. Yeah, nah, I don't know, man. Lately, I've been wanting to really let it go. Like, and I'm saying just, but is they ready? Is you ready to hear some shit for real? So sometimes it be like a balance thing. Because these niggas are so fucking dumb. Like, we don't even want to kick no knowledge. Like, you gotta make a dumbass song. Gotta stay dumbing your shit down.
Intellect was telling us that you had made like a conscious decision to start dumbing shit down after you put out, what was the video?
What was the video we were talking about? I said he dumbed it down after that. What was it?
More Look Here?
Oh, yeah, man. Shit like that, yeah. Niggas wasn't even respecting that, man.
So I feel that. You know? I feel what you're saying. So do you feel like eventually the game will get back to niggas wanting to hear that shit? Or do you feel like it's just doomed?
I hear hip-hop coming back. I've been hearing shit when I be listening. I'll just have shit playing. I won't even know who an artist is. I'll just have it on some random. I've been hearing niggas. Like, it's coming back. That shit's fading out, that mumble rap shit.
So basically,
bro,
you got bars for niggas, and you niggas better be ready.
I mean, man, I wouldn't mind. I ain't even gonna lie, but I mean, it's just, I just feel like niggas don't even be respecting it, man. Niggas wanna hear some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Well, they're just saying, too, it's how you present it or your delivery on what you're saying. Cause you could still.
Yeah. Like you said, you gotta find the balance between.
Yeah, that's how you serve it, though.
Yeah.
You serve it with a singing ass nigga on the hook, you might get in, you know. A Chris Brown on the hook, you do that. Like, I've been seeing Joyner Lucas, he's dope. He's serving it up with the nigga.
Yeah, that nigga's
Brown.
Cold.
That's just somebody for instance.
Did you ever answer what your weakness and strengths were, or did we change the subject?
I'm kind of some other shit.
What makes you different from other artists then?
Man, I just do me. Niggas be too goddamn trendy for me. I got this recipe for you. I'ma whip up this good old Chevy Chan. And this is it. You know what I'm saying? These niggas be out here. You sound. Name that rapper. You niggas is sounding just like, damn.
Name that rapper.
What was you but last week? That just came out yesterday. You're already copying that nigga. Like, I'm not knowing. I do me.
You're a parent.
Yeah.
Do you let your kids listen to your music?
Hell yes. They're my number one fan.
Facts.
Nice.
They're fucking with it. That's who's letting me know my shit. Slapping. My 9-year-old be like, I think you need to redo that. She's serving it, man. I'm like, all right.
That's pure, though. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's 100% pure.
I like this one. I play this one. You know.
She's the future, so that's the best way to go.
You know?
That's dope.
They're sneaking to listen to the other shit anyway. You just got to just... That's how I feel.
Okay, I bring my kid in.
Then I couldn't tell you.
My kid's been in the studio before.
You know if your kid's a dumbass. I mean, not like that or nothing, but you know, my kid's far from dummy. She's...
Right.
She's on point.
She knows. Been Riding was your first project. What was your first project?
I just dropped a mixtape and called it Chevy Shan, the mixtape.
The mixtape, that was your first one?
Yeah, that was my first
one. And your most recent is?
The Show Must Go On. The Show Must Go On.
So, how have you progressed, I guess, it was the question I was going to ask. From your first Chevy Shan mixtape.
Man, I'm painting the picture, man. When you listen to my shit, you can see it. You can see what's going on.
What's your favorite project?
Ooh, the Chevy Show.
The Chevy Show is a good one.
That was my one. That was when I really just, when I let my nuts drop.
Was Bitch Please on that one? And Can't Fold and all that one? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was a good one. That was like, what, 2015,
14? Did having a daughter make you go harder with this music shit? Like, what did that do for you? Of course it did, but like, just speak on it. Like,
it did, but at times, I ain't gonna lie, man, I be like, fuck this shit, putting it on the back burner and shit, you know. I ain't been a dad for 9 years, fresh out of high school or whatever, however. Man, that shit, sometimes you gotta choose your kid over all that shit, man. You gotta do
shit.
I got a good co-parent, you know, to where, you know, we move it around like that. It's good. But sometimes, nigga, you gotta drop the ball, man, over this shit.
Yeah.
So I advise everybody just handle your business first and then get to it. But handle your business first and foremost, though.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
So what's next? What do you got going on? What's going on with you? Next project, next show.
Yeah, man. All that type of stuff.
What?
Man, I've been doing a lot of work with my partner, Marquis, right?
Right.
He's doing all these beats. You know, I got crazy joints with him, man. See, we've been doing shit.
Shout out to Marquis.
I don't wanna toot his horn for him and stuff, man. That shit's that's not cool, but you know, the nigga's dope as fuck. He really be doing his shit, and he's really on his shit, man. So we got some uppercuts for niggas right now, man. The next release is gonna be called Better Believe It. You know what I'm saying? That's the next release, man. That's me. I got him. I got Marquis also singing on the hook of that joint. That shit's fire as fuck.
I've heard a few songs, and I don't know, hurry the fuck up and drop some. That's all I gotta say. Thank you.
Here we go.
Appreciate it. I feel like there's some shit that I've been waiting for y'all niggas to drop for like a year now, at least.
Man,
since the summer, since I was in the booth.
Quality over quantity.
No, I feel it, but goddamn, we need those.
We serving it. I got you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm gonna put a rush on you, man.
So we're gonna play some games. Ready?
What kind of games?
Yeah. You'll see. You ready? This is called The Last. You ready?
This is funny.
That's it. You're done. Your business. The business part is done. That's it. Unless there's anything else you want to say before we play these games.
Shit, man. I got a show on 420, man.
Now you want to talk about it. I'm shit.
Nigga, we just literally asked your ass.
What do you
about
have going on?
I be forgetting stuff, man. I'm high, dog.
420, all right.
You guys gonna smoke all this weed with me and they ask me other questions?
See, like,
nigga, you the one about the super blunt, nigga.
Right. And the Moe.
Yeah.
Man, it's good. I liked it, that thing, though. That was
no,
cool.
No, it's good. No, shit was I'm not tripping. I just went, I liked so 420, you got a show. We're about to play this game, so come
King's
out,
Hall,
business,
man. Come
King's
out,
Hall.
Man. Come fuck with your boy, man. I'm throwing hella money in the air,
I'll be
air,
out of
nigga.
Fucking town.
I'm throwing hella money in the air in there, man. Come fuck with us.
Quarters.
Man, catch some money.
Okay, anything else you want to say to anybody? Anyone, your people out there? Nothing? You good? Anything you want to say to anyone? Anything else? Nothing?
Man.
Shout-outs.
Yeah, man, shout-outs to, man, that pinky and that thumb, that young stump, man. Shout-out to YTS, man.
Nice.
That's what it is. It's a lifestyle for me, man. It ain't, it's more than rap, you know what I'm saying? So that's shout
this
out
thing
to
is
my
too
niggas.
Cool
man.
Right now. You niggas are too cool for me.
I'm
right.
way
we're
too
about to,
fucking
okay.
cool.
We're playing this game now. The last. Ready. What's the last thing you ate?
Some fucking Chick-fil-A. I hate this nigga, man. Hey, I got my nigga from Chicago. He liked Chick-fil-A. I said, you want this, huh? He said, I wouldn't turn it down.
They need to get a Raisin Cane's out here. I'd rather have that.
We got free Chick-fil-A. We was the 100th customer today.
Really?
We got free Chick-fil-A.
Shut the fuck up.
Bang, bang.
That's
I knew it was
funny.
A good day. And I found the old $10 bill and a pint of lean in my car. Oh, I thought I lost.
That's a good day.
Car. Man, it was going down. That was this morning. I was vacuuming out the joint and just finding
shit.
What's
the last lie you told?
That I found a pint of lean because it was really not a full pint. But it was damn near a full pint.
When's the last time you were in love?
Yesterday.
When's the last time you threw up from being drunk?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
When was it?
It wasn't that long ago. Hey, I don't gonna lie. Life is crazy.
Hey, now, we don't need to know this story. Give us a date.
Nah, it was cool. It was cool, though. I shook that shit off.
Man, I haven't read these. Okay. When's the last time someone went out of their way to do something for you?
Man, shit. My nigga always be going out his way, man. You know? My nigga Marquis, man, he always be. I got my back. That nigga be looking out when I be calling him.
What's the last picture you liked on Instagram?
Probably some little booty page. It's like, no, I'm just playing. I'm fucking
right.
I had to just say that just to just piss you niggas up, you know? I don't remember. Probably one of my little brothers or something. I be watching them and shit, spying on them. I'm one of them
little
brothers.
Watchers.
Yeah.
It's the last time you were in the studio making music.
Nice. I've been neglecting the studio.
Ooh. I mean, you got like 20 songs.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, man, I feel like I didn't get enough of that. That's time for me to
boy, look at here.
For real.
When's the last time you said this is the last time?
Oh, man, I don't say that.
When's the last person you told I love you to? Who's the last person? What bitch you lied to last?
Shit.
I know, man. I don't know, man. You know who I told I love her, man? I told my sister I loved her.
Good.
Man, I was talking to my sister, man. I told my sister I loved her, man.
Good. Who's the last person to not want anything but just reach out and see how you were doing?
That's a good question.
I know, right? Man, it'd probably be like my little brother Jalen. He just calling me hella random and just like, how you doing, bro? How's the kids doing?
That's
how's
good.
Your mom? Because we all got the same dad, but not the same. He'd be like, how's your mom, man? He'll just check, ask for about everybody.
Your dad has what?
He'd be serious.
There's 11 of you guys?
12. That ain't my business. It's the mafia, man. That's the mafia, man. That's who we are. Just knowing about 2025 or something, it's going to be some little young shitload of them. Little Chevy Shans just... They're gonna be like, this nigga got some big ears like my nigga, but I don't know if this is. That's just probably one of my little brothers, like six of them.
This
six
or that?
On me, for
this
real.
Or that? You ready? Drumline or Stomp the Yard? Drumline or Stomp the Yard? Neither. Throw them both in the garbage.
You gonna say Stomp the Yard because that nigga was really acting really hard, but
I don't think I've ever seen
Stomp the
Yard.
I be sick of Nick Cannon, I ain't gonna lie, but it's a love hate thing with him. He's doing his thing right now. You can't hate on him. You know what I'm saying?
But, when I had the braids and that one bitch,
yeah,
the fly girl bitch said that I look like the one bitch
I might
from
Stomp the Yard.
Oh, shit. You're doing the one-arm push-ups.
This nigga
right,
was exactly. serious as hell with his dancing.
Backwoods or swishers?
Neither.
Hot box or smoke on the beach?
Smoke on the... Which beach? The beach, yeah. Let's do the beach.
Catfish yeah. Corner or Phillies?
Catfish Corner.
LeBron or Kobe?
LeBron. What are you talking about?
Look at these. I didn't make these.
Oh.
Just, I'm reading them when you're reading them.
I didn't know which LeBron to wear, so I just wore both. On me. Yeah, hey, man. That's how I'm coming. On me.
I already knew the answer to that one, but Air Force Ones or shell toes? Ooh. Shell
oh, toes. Shit. What color?
White.
Yeah, some shells. It's probably crazy.
Right.
Oh, man.
30 old degrees school. Or 110 degrees outside?
Shit.
I'm staying in the house. That either day, I won't be coming out.
This nigga.
I used to hide in the
this
house.
Question.
I mean.
I didn't put that. I didn't put it. We know who put it. Poby High. Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Z or Proud Family.
I call them Whackwoods.
Crap.
I be making
crap
so mad.
Crap
Woods. Whackwood.
Crap.
Yeah, what'd you say though?
Dragon Ball Z or Proud Family?
Oh, that's a cold one.
You real nigga.
Oh my God.
I've never been a. Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Real niggas is nervous.
I like
no,
I, but I was
no,
really.
I understand
when that. I was really off of my Dragon Ball Z shit, I was really. Like, I was off of that. Proud Family,
my nigga, you was really trying to turn Super Saiyan, huh?
Like, oh, me.
I tried,
that was before I was fucking and shit. I was really into Dragon Ball Z. Then. I still was watching some Proud Family and hitting some ass, though. I was, it was you know,
it was, that was cool. The dopest
Proud Family.
Song
hell yeah,
that's
that shit is filthy.
Yeah, that was the,
I need
that
sample
was a
that.
To
that's
watch.
Awesome.
So which one, man?
Oh, shit. You still gonna leave me there? I just gave up. My
fine.
You on both of
Apple
them.
Or Samsung?
Apple.
Her place or your place?
The car. It's like, no, I'm fucking this. Yeah. I'm fucking this.
Oh, shit. Place.
It's like, no, I just had to say something that's really nice for you niggas. It gets you some views, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga's wild.
Listens. Didn't answer the question. Her treat or your treat?
My treat, man.
Your favorite. Your favorite black actor or actress?
Mm.
Or both?
Dang. I don't know, man.
You don't fucking know? You think you look like more Chestnut, right?
Michael B. Jordan, man.
You like that nigga?
He's filthy. He's filthy.
Mike B.
I like what he's doing, man.
You like Omar Epps? Isn't that who you look like?
No.
Omar.
More Chestnut.
Damn.
Okay. Your favorite this meal shooting. When high after 2 a.m.?
Some cereal.
What kind of cereal?
With some cold milk.
What kind of cereal?
But the milk gotta be cold.
What kind
whatever.
Of cereal? And do you drink
probably
the milk
like
afterwards?
Some Lucky Charms. Yeah, I'm gonna probably drink it.
You guys think.
It's one big gulp for
me.
I'm not
with
ain't
straw.
No slurp like that. I ain't joking.
Fucking geeks.
I'm not gonna.
What's your favorite TV show on Netflix?
Shit. Them motherfuckers got. That Netflix is crazy. I don't be remembering no names and shit. I be seeing some shit on there.
You don't have like a show that you watch?
No. I don't really watch a lot of TV. I like to read books, man.
Anyways, what's your favorite drink at the bar? This nigga. I'm fucked up right now.
What books you
no,
read,
let me
nigga.
Stop. I'm
what's
start
your favorite book,
you
man?
Mean? Go ahead.
What's your favorite drink at the bar? Already asked.
You know, man, I like the Hennessy lemon drop. I tell them, do the lemon drop and replace it with the Hennessy, man. That's my own little custom thing.
Not everyone's going to be drinking that.
Oh man, you know, man, when you whip that up, man, they be like, oh, this nigga got class.
Oh my goodness. Wow. What's your favorite song to sing in the shower?
This is what the nigga Smoke did in there. What would I be without my baby? That's what I sing. Anytime I start singing something, I get mad at you. Like, I gotta see this. Damn.
What is your favorite line when you slide into someone's DM?
I didn't know they had angels on here.
I had to incorporate that.
I stole that from my nigga.
What?
Man. That was nice.
I'm so fucking upset right now. What's your favorite high school memory? This nigga's stupid, dog.
Shit. Getting up, making it up out that motherfucker, man. That was a task.
Oh, the sheet.
What's your favorite time of the day?
I like the night, man.
And
I'm trying to get my Z's.
Your favorite time of the year?
I don't know, man. I be having some cold winters, but I mean, shit, I guess, of course, summer's hella fun, but I do my thing in the winter. I'm a winter baby.
That's your birthday, right?
Yeah, I'm a winter baby, man. January 13th.
Boo-boo ass caps. Are you a Capricorn too, Inlet? Why are you nodding your head? When's your birthday?
Oh, shit.
Aquarius. 2 days after me. So, you gonna freestyle?
I mean, shit. You know, it ain't a freestyle.
This is a Macanelli exclusive.
I used to love her, but she went and ran the other way. Seen her without a nigga, couple babies just the other day. Looked me in the eyes, damn near cried and said, Chevy, can we try it out one more time? No, I'm good, baby, and my life way better. I done got married to the money, so my wife way better. No sense in talking about nothing if it ain't about cheddar. This ain't nothing like Miss Aaliyah in a 4-page letter. Look, I used to rub her feet and love her in between the sheets. Now I wanna stomp that ass out with a soccer cleat. You was my rock, but baby, you didn't rock with me. Fucking on him, and now it got to me. I was in a rage, mix it with a little daze. But I'm gon' get up on your head like some little braids. I could get up on your head like some little braids, but I won't do nothing for me, so I'll exit stage. Let me kick something else. I've been getting to the paper, all this flexing that I'm doing got me pissing off my haters. Bad bitches, all of them different flavors. Having it, I made 100 in the scraper. Niggas can't fuck with me, I'm spitting off the top. Niggas know my flow is hot, and I keep that 40 Glock. And you know it go pop, it don't stop. Tick tock like Snoop said, yeah, when these nuts fucking drop. Yeah, had to come off the top of the dome. And I'm guaranteed gon' rep every day I'm on it. Yeah, you know I'm about to bring it home. Hey. I don't wanna bring it on, hey nigga, this is me. C-H-E, hey, better add that V. And you know I can't reppin' that L to the P. And you already know that it's C to the D. And you already know that it's Y to the T. Why is my niggas not riding around with me? Probably cause they sliding around really getting trees. And you know I'm talking about it, man, you know we getting cheese. Man, niggas riding around on them fucking triple D's. Niggas like, damn, did he bring back the sprees? I'm on like the Jordan 3s. Hold on, nigga, man, I'm puffing on these trees. The Canada Guard got me high. Niggas know I'm so fly. Niggas know I'm that guy. Niggas always trying to buy. But I ain't trying to buy, I'm trying to sell. Hey, and I tell your bitch to go to hell.
yeah, I'm on your curl like that fucking gel. You niggas know I'm about to come fresh out of jail. And niggas mad because I always gon' keep the bail. And niggas mad I'm in the gym and I been getting swell. And niggas mad because these niggas when their chest swell, I let the motherfucking shells make that chest swell. Oh yeah, and you know I make that tech spell. Matter of fact, my nigga Tech coming back, yeah. And we gon' make it crack, nigga, I bring it back. Niggas like, damn, Shan, where else can you get tatted? I'm like, nowhere. Niggas like, hold there. Nigga, I'm like, hold there. Tell a hoe, go there. Nigga, I am no square. Pippin' and I'm flowing off the top. The niggas know I'm hot. Nigga, everything I got. Nigga, everything I spit. Nigga, everything I get. Nigga, I ain't MC Hammer, baby, but I'm too legit. Yeah.
I just had to spit some bullshit and I was listening to no, I freestyle shit, man. I do this rap shit. Nice, nice, nice. Stupid. Nice. Okay, okay. Oh man. Well, cool. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, man, I had to come in here and fuck with you. I appreciate you guys for bringing that nigga through, man. No, I appreciate you coming. I had to come fuck with your social media too. Where they can find your music and or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Drink some water.
I don't know my shit, man.
Let's Chevy Chan, everything?
Yeah. Probably like some underscores in that motherfucker or something. Like
oh
Chevy underscore Shan first underscore. For Instagram, I think it is. And yeah, man, shit like that, right, bro?
Chevy Shan for Facebook.
Chevy underscore Shan underscore.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, bro.
Got you. Got you, B.
Google me, huh?
Niggas ain't Googling
I'm only
niggas,
Chevy
bro.
Shan.
It's not,
that's easy, though. That's right in the search bar. Chevy Shan.
You'd be surprised to see some shit, bro.
I see the nigga's whole jail record.
I remember myself and seeing whole write-ups that I've never seen before.
No, that definitely does pop up your public records and all your court shit.
Yeah, yeah, niggas
I go by Nelly, so nothing
should be.
Thank you so much for coming on. That was fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
My pet peeve today is okay. I personally don't have both my baby's dads, either one of them, on child support. But don't let these bitches and these niggas on social media tell you not to put these niggas on child support. Like, who the fuck do you... Everything is a situation kind of thing. Don't let nobody make you feel bad about doing what the fuck you need to do to deal with your shit. I just feel like a lot of people talk about it. Like, you're a bad mom. You're not a better mom just because you don't got the nigga on child support. You're not a bad mom just because you got the nigga on child support. It just all depends on the situation. There is some fucked up shit that has to do with child support, and I understand that, but fuck no.
Every case ain't the same.
Yeah, you're right, bro. Every case ain't the same.
No, it's not. And you people, like, you're going to let... I'm not going to let nobody's post or opinion or meme make me feel bad about doing what the fuck I got to do to handle me and my fucking...
You baby daddy. You're like, you know what?
I'm gonna take you off because everyone called me a bad mom. Fuck out of here. You still be getting your back pay, or you on there, you getting taxed.
Oh, they gonna get that back pay.
Yeah, they
gonna get that back pay.
I'm hearing niggas.
Fuck that. Like
working
I said,
for child support. I know niggas that go to work for child support.
I don't got minds on it. I'm just saying, if I did, when no bitch or meme or no post or nothing be able to tell me or make me feel any kind of way about it. That's my point. So fuck these losers on social media. So that's it.
MacTales. 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 So my MacTales today. So I have these reoccurring headaches. You know what I'm saying? Like I get bad headaches to where like light really is just fucking me. I don't want no light. I don't want to talk to nobody. I can't even move. Like, and I think it's because when I was a kid, me and my little brother was riding our bikes, we finna go hoop. Nigga, I'm smashing my bike. Smash, 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 smashing. And my chain pops on my bike. My shit, my handlebar starts moving around. And I fall, hit my head on the curb, I'm asleep. Next thing I wake up, I'm in this white lady's car. I'm dead ass. The next thing I remember is this white lady, and she's like, "Where do you live?"
How old were you? Sorry, I missed it.
I was 13. 12. Mm. 13.
How big were you? That bitch got you in the car?
13. No, when I was younger, I wasn't big. I was tall, but I wasn't big. Yeah.
Okay.
But
still
she got
dead.
Me in the car.
That's still dead weight, nigga.
She got me in the car. I might have stood up and walked myself, but
right,
I don't
you
remember
never
that
know.
Part.
Right. Yeah,
you stumbled up a little bit.
But, nigga, I woke up in the car, where do you live? And I'm like, right there. I didn't get far from the house. All you rode like 2 blocks.
Damn.
I only rode 2 blocks.
You're
my
clumsy,
little
nigga.
My little nigga. I can't help the chain popping. The chain literally popped. And I'm literally in Super Saiyan Smash mode down the street on this bike. My little brother kept going. He's gone. I'm like right there. So she takes me to the crib. My mom comes out get me. She's like, and I'm like, yo, I need to take a nap. I'm like, I'm mad tired.
Not supposed to go to sleep.
I know, I'm the kid, but I'm dazed. I'm like, yo, I'm mad tired. It's cool. We can go to the hospital after I take this nap. It's good. My mom's like, nigga, do not go to sleep, nigga. Ambulance can't got me. I mean, a neck brace and shit. So that's one of the L's that I took in their life.
You're a loser.
But I swear to God, ever since that, I get these headaches. I don't know. I need to go get that checked out. I think I might got CTE or some shit from that curb. Because I really smacked the curb. I remember I was asleep. I remember everything going dark. I remember. It was
and
like,
ever since then, you get
you
these
know how these lights shut off and it just go dark, nigga? Mm-hmm. Imagine that shit, man. That's real. That shit, my life was gone. And I woke up in that white bitch's car.
That's funny. That's actually the funniest part about the whole shit.
Back tips. And you know in the movies when somebody's dazed and shit, they go like, that shit, that ass happens. I was like, what? Where do I live? Why am I in your car? Crazy shit.
Local music.
Do
you have a pick?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I sent it to this nigga. I sent it to the group chat.
Oh, yeah. Warm it up, Chris. I think I remember this nigga on Twitter like hella ago.
Man, the locals is having so much heat right now. Everybody's making dumbass heat.
It's
right
called
now.
My Walk by Warm It Up Chris.
Yeah, play this.
Shout out my nigga.
You know him?
This Eric Jones. Shit.
French God on the bay, got me dripping sauce. Like coke off the brick, boy, I've been raw. I'm everything that you heard, but you never saw. I got 12 in the clip and I send them off. Valet with the shits, cause I park them all. Boy, I've been about my grizzly like Marc Gasol. And I stay up on my business like a conference call. I'm screaming Black Lives Matter when my conscience call. And it still send them off. Valet with the shits, cause I park them all. Boy, I've been about my grizzly like Marc Gasol. And I stay up on my business like a conference call. I'm screaming Black Lives Matter when my conscience call. And it's still fuck 12, but I'm with the law. And if you ain't running with us, you against the law. You gotta shake 10 hands before you meet the boss. And you don't wanna be the reason that I get involved.
My walk, nigga, watch my walk. That talk, you can hold that thought. Cashed out, check the check when I fall. Paid the cost, nigga, I'm a real boss. My walk, watch my walk. That talk, you can hold that thought. Cashed out, check the check when I fall.
Paid the cost.
I was not expecting that.
But that's that nigga, Warm It Up Chris.
Nice.
You can find him on Twitter at Warm It Up Chris. Warm it underscore up Chris.
All right. Why sick game change?
Screaming Phoenix gang in them chains, fighting cases. Man, it's so much pain in my veins, but I can make it. And nah, I couldn't change for a thing, that's how they make me. The gang make the same, they let these lame niggas take it. I'm a product of the block, I'm hot up in these streets. I was born up in this life, if you don't grind and you don't eat. My daddy was a fiend, but my granny's was deceased. No one can handle me, but my aunt Fanny was a G. Mama tired of this life, got her crying in her sleep. My little bro sliding, if you want problems, then it's beef. About my my little bro Poppy. This boy is set for we. Don't be thinking nothing sweet. I put your face up on the team on my hustle. Because I'm really trying to make it. Get the fuck about these streets and get focused on this paper. Do something with my life before someone takes it. Shout out Mika Roo, cause she the one that laced me. Free my kings and my G's. That's fighting cases. How this nigga say he gang, but his name's all his statements. I'm just saying, nigga, I ain't hating. This gang make the same. They let the lame niggas take it. I'm screaming for the gang, can them change, fighting cases. Man, it's so much pain in my veins, but I can make it. And no, I never change for a thing, that's how they make me. The gang make the same, they let these lame niggas take it. I'm screaming for this gang, and them chains fighting cases. Man, it's so much pain in my veins, but I can make it. And no, I couldn't change for a thing, that's how they make me. The gang make the same, they let these lame niggas take it. I rap about the violence, my little brother's out here dying. We just trying to make it, you can't say that we ain't trying. It's hard to leave the struggle, I'm addicted to the hustle. If you ain't South End, all the
that was why sick. And yeah.
We just trying to touch loop.
Yeah, those shit was fucked up right now.
Nigga, you gonna touch you, you can catch this whole
damn stick. That's it. Thank you for coming on again. This is it. That's the end of the show.
That's it, end of the show.
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
We're just gonna say, don't don't give negative stuff too much attention. Just yeah, don't even pay any attention to it. That's it.
Yeah. Do you mean that?
I pay attention to negative shit.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Do you mean that?
Yeah. Why even pay any attention to it? They're irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
My husband on that hoe.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It depends on what it is.
What's negative shit you gotta pay attention to?
Reoccurring negative shit.
You said what?
I don't know. I don't know,
reoccurring,
man.
Maybe, reoccurring like, negative shit.
Yeah, we don't want it. Yeah, push positivity.
I'm not pushing. I didn't say anything about no positive fake bullshit. I said don't pay attention to the negative shit. That's all I said. That's it. I don't know about the other bullshit, but yeah. All right. Bye, niggas.
Peace, niggas.
Maybe later we can take it back to my place. Do you right, baby? You can stay the night.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacAnnelly. Yo.
Yeah, you fucking with Chevy Shan, man. I'm up in here fucking with that Macanelli.